Thursday must be time for a chuckle. And who better to give us a chuckle on a Thursday? Here she is. How are you, Bea? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good, good.
Glad it didn't snow?
I like the snow, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like snow. As long as I'm not in it. Great.
Yes, very nice.
So, what have you been up to this week? What excitement?
Well, I have some local news for you.
Oh, good.
Apparently, a local widow's tomato plants were mistaken for cannabis. Police raided a 79-year-old widow's flat, right? A flat, I mean. Anyway, after mistaking her tomato plants for cannabis plants. She didn't know what was going on. She opened the door and she was laughing because she knew there were tomato plants. But apparently when she was laughing, this is a 79-year-old, they started frisking her and searched her flat. So anyway, she's making a formal complaint to the Met, apparently.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
it's a simple mistake to make, though.
Yeah, 79-year-old. Yeah,
79-year-old,
yeah.
Tomato plants.
You've got to watch them.
Got to be careful. They're a bit ratty.
Yeah, here, yeah. Well, they can get away with a lot more, I guess. The Christmas lights are on in Hayes now.
Well, they will be. 3:30 this afternoon.
Is it
Switch
this afternoon?
On day.
Is
yep.
it the guy from Big Brother? Switching
it's
them on?
The guy who's appearing at the Beck. He's Smee in the pantomime. Mark Jones.
That's right. Yep,
he's doing
right,
the switch
yeah.
on.
And somebody from Big Brother's going as well, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, that's
oh,
what I read.
Oh, sure. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got
Pinner
to
well.
Move. Hayes will just be heaving.
Heaving Hayes.
Heaving Hayes.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Oh, look, there's that Mark guy of the deli.
Yeah. I have a little Christmas light story. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. A few years ago, I was asked to go and help with the switching on of the lights in the Burlington Arcade. It was Lulu doing it. And they wanted a load of out-of-work actors and actresses just to mill around, dressed as pantomime characters, right? And I was dressed as, is it the some little squaw girl, an Indian squaw, red Indian, what are they called? Mini Ha-Ha or something like that?
Yeah.
Hiawatha, something like that, anyway. Mm. The Little Mermaid.
Right.
One of those. Anyway, I looked ridiculous, basically. And previous to this, I had gone out for lunch with my friend, and her friend, who I'd not met before, called Arthur Smith. Have you heard of
oh,
Arthur
I know
Smith?
Arthur, yeah.
yeah. Great comedy legend.
Yeah, he's got the glasses and he's old and miserable a lot these days,
yes.
isn't he, Arthur?
Well, at lunch, he asked me what I did and I said I was an actress and he said, oh, well, what have you just done recently? And I said, I've just done a play called An Evening with Gary Lineker. And he said, oh, and he sort of smiled and said, So, was that any good? And I said, well, I didn't like the play. The audiences didn't like it that much either. It wasn't that good, you know. And then I got home and I saw my poster on the wall of the play that I'd just been doing and it said, by Arthur Smith, An Evening with Gary Lineker.
Oh, no.
So I called my friend and I said, was that the Arthur Smith? Because I just said his play was rubbish. And she said, yeah, it was the Arthur Smith. So anyway, at the Burlington Arcade, there's me dressed as Hiawatha with my friend. And Lulu's turning on the lights and everything, and we're all sort of milling around, you know. Mm. And Arthur Smith was there, dressed as a pantomime dame. So I thought I'd go over and kind of say I was sorry and, you know, I didn't really mean what I'd said and da-da-da, you know. And he had his front teeth black.
Oh, right, yes.
So I said, oh, you look fantastic. Pantomime dame outfit is absolutely fantastic, and the black tooth is so good. And he just looked at me and said... My tooth isn't blackened out. Somebody knocked my tooth out last weekend. So, Arthur Smith, if you're listening, I'm very sorry that I've offended you twice.
Do you only open your mouth to change feet?
And I saw him a third time in a gig in Bath, and I just left because I thought, inevitable that I'm going to insult
Arthur.
Him.
Poor Arthur. What's Arthur done to
upset
you so
much? He's done nothing. I'm just quite stupid, really.
So cruel.
Bless him. Anyway,
awesome.
I've apologised on radio, so that's enough.
Oh,
now.
Oh yeah. That's it now. You're okay.
I'm all right.
Mm.
Hopefully.
Yeah, man.
No
wonder he's miserable.
Yeah, he was all right up until 2-3 years ago when he met me. It's all making sense now. Grumpy. He does have that grumpy old man,
grumpy
doesn't
old
he?
Grumpy old man, yeah, that's
better
right,
watch
yeah.
that in case he talks about some bird who insulted him 2 years ago, dressed as Mini Ha Ha. Not Mini Ha Ha. What is it? Hiawatha?
Could be any of the above.
Anyway.
Well, Indian.
Yeah. Little Native American
Indian.
Girl. With,
yeah.
yeah. Anyway.
That covers it all.
Free flip-flops for drunk women. Have you read about this?
Yeah, I did. This seal. That's a brilliant story, isn't it? I love this story.
Devon C.
They
Fabazor.
Are unisex flip-flops, apparently.
Oh, for blokes as well? I can't stand blokes in flip-flops. No, that is just so
that's
bad.
That's a big turn-off,
isn't it? It's a real turn-off. Especially with socks, of course. That's the worst. Socks and sandals. That is definitely the way it can be. Brad Pitt, I don't care if he's wearing
really?
Socks. Yes.
Gosh, it's serious.
Yeah, they just got serious. Maybe George Clooney I'd forgive, but not Brad Pitt. Well, anyway, yeah, they spent £30,000 in Torbay, wherever that is. That's down south, isn't it?
Devon, down southwest.
Yeah, is it near Torquay, down that way?
That is Torquay.
Is it? Why is it called Torbay, then?
Well, Torbay is part of Torquay, you see. That's
oh,
the bay
I see,
in Torquay.
Of Tor. So the area is called Tor. There's somewhere around there called the Jurassic Coast
that's
as well.
That's correct, yes.
Is
indeed.
That because they found a dinosaur there or something?
Yes, yeah, lots of fossils and bones
really?
And stuff down there, yes, yes. Arthur Smith, I'm beginning to see where you get it from.
Well, why bring all this material every week and we never get to it, because I'm just talking rubbish. Anyway, so,
that's the flip-flops.
Back to, well, that's it, really. People are just grumpy because they don't want to pay taxes for drunk women, you know, to get free flip-flops. But I think I walk better in heels than flip-flops if I've had a glass of wine or two, personally. They're quite dangerous. You could drop something on your feet.
Arthur, what's your opinion? Just walked in.
I'm terrified now in case he lives in this area. I like you. I think you're very funny. I'm very sorry. And I hear you're a very nice man. Yes. More local news. I've been told to do more local news, so here we are. A local pastor. Is it pastor or pastor? Vicar.
Pastor.
Yes. It's like spaghetti, doesn't it? Pastor. Okay. Issues a 7-day sex challenge. Right. Apparently, a pastor of a church locally, I won't mention the church, has followed an American pastor by telling his congregation to make loves for 7 days straight. Right. But the rule only applies to married couples, because he set the task because he thinks society promotes promiscuous sex and not marriage. So, and he's going to be delivering this sermon, apparently. I can't say the church because it's kind of
yes.
advertising. But he's going to be delivering the sermon while sitting on a giant bed in the church. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Arthur, what do you think of that?
I don't know. I don't know if that's even true. President Bush this week, because he's...
is he still there?
He's
because people
soon.
Are forgetting all about George
He did his
George
turkey
now.
Blessing thing, apparently.
Oh, that's sweet.
What is that all about? I only heard about that. I've never heard he pardons a turkey every year. And one in reserve, apparently.
Well, you know.
Did you know that?
I didn't personally know
Oh,
that
he does some sort of pardon
fact.
Thing.
He pardons a turkey.
Yeah, and then this year, apparently, the turkey and its understudy...
A turkey has an understudy.
Yeah. Get to go to Disneyland and be part of a parade.
Turkey parade?
Yeah. With okay. Mickey Mouse and everything. I know, it's
Maybe
bizarre,
you
can
get a part
it?
In that. Have you thought about that, maybe? Is
Maybe I could get a part in that.
Yeah. What
Minnie Mouse or...
Yeah, you know, you've done the Red Indian score
yes.
bit. Now you can move on and just a thought.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, apparently George Bush said... about the banks closing recently. I don't know if you heard this. Clients shouldn't be concerned by all these bank closings. If the bank's closed, just use the ATM, he said.
That's sharp for George.
That's really sharp, isn't it?
He's as sharp as a sponge, is George.
And he also apparently said he, when asked a quote on the demise of the Lehman Brothers, he said, yeah, my thoughts go out at this time to their mother, because losing one son must be hard, but to lose two must be a tragedy. Honestly.
Yes, or careless.
Huh?
Or careless.
Very, very careless,
yes,
like the Oscar Wilde.
Yes, indeed.
Mm. Yes, indeed.
What are all these comedy writers going to do in America with George gone?
Well, there's still Sarah Palin.
Well, yeah, but she's sort of over the horizon.
Yeah, she's
bit
kind
now.
Of gone now, isn't
yes.
she? I know.
They're looking for Barrett for
yeah,
inspiration.
Yeah, because he's kind of so perfect. I guess maybe they're going to kind of joke about the fact he's so perfect or something.
Yeah, possibly.
Don't know yet. I have to watch the Letterman show and see what they're saying.
Oh, yes, yes, that'll be
Is the other guy Jay Leno?
Yes, he's the other one over there, yeah.
Years.
Yes. Some more stuff?
Apparently a truffle fetched £130,000 at auction. An Italian white truffle weighing just over 1 kilogram, I can see you're absolutely thrilled by this story, sold at an international auction on Saturday for £130,000. Truffle is the biggest found in Italy, and apparently they can vary in size and are prized in Italian cooking for their flavour and aroma.
Which is true.
Now, I was in a restaurant once with my friends, Charlene and Benedicta, I've named them, and we
Not
were
with
asked,
Arthur. Arthur wasn't there?
Arthur Smith wasn't there, no.
Okay.
we were asked if we wanted truffles with our meal, and one of us, I won't name which one, said we'd like the chocolate as a dessert instead. So I always kind of associate truffles as chocolate, not mushrooms or whatever they are.
No, I think you got that a bit wrong.
They're posh mushrooms, aren't they?
Sort of, yes.
What are they then?
No, that'll do. You're not going to get me on that one. No, they are. Something like that.
Posh mushrooms.
And we'll get loads of emails and callers telling us exactly the definition of
truffle.
And
aren't they dug up by little pigs, hooters or something?
Yes, well, they pig. Yes, they pigs, wild pigs, wild boar do like truffles.
Really?
Yes.
To eat?
Well, yes.
Right. Okay.
What else would you
do? I don't know.
Play cricket?
Possibly. I like wild boar.
Right.
No, not to eat, to stroke.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. No, to stroke them. Yeah, no, definitely. They're friendly.
Yes.
They are in Germany, anyway.
Very intelligent animals.
Really?
Absolutely.
They're funny. They're really cute.
Yeah. Do they stand up?
They could do, because they make enough noise.
Okay.
Okay, do you want any more stories before I go off and write to Arthur Smith?
Dear Arthur.
Okay, apparently there's an artist who has covered her house entirely in post-it notes, and she calls it art.
Ooh.
Have you heard about her?
No, not heard about her.
She's not actually an artist, but she is now. She's used thousands of sticky-type notes, usually posted on a fridge, to cover her bedroom and her lounge, her entire house. And if you go on the internet, you can see the pictures. The inspiration for art began when she noticed how the notes dominated her life, right? She's got 3,000 notes posted in her living room.
Oh.
Right, I can see you're really interested in this.
Does she go for the coloured post-its, or are they just...
Some are yellow, some are pink, and some are, I think, blue.
Do you have a preference yourself?
I think I like the normal yellow ones, because you can see the writing quite well.
Right.
Anyway, apparently she said, there's no specific message in the work that I'm trying to convey. She said it's more a kind of idea of value and how it relates to contemporary culture. Blah, 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 blah. So, just thinking, she said there's no message. They're message notes. They're
message
post-it
in the
notes.
Post-its. Oh, gosh.
Amazing. So, what do you think of modern art, then?
I'm not a fan, I have to
really?
Say. No.
You won't be at the Turner thingamajig?
No, I'll probably
looking
be doing my...
plastic on the wall.
Probably be doing my hair that night.
Yes.
I just don't get it, I'm afraid.
Mm.
But, there are plenty of people out there who do, so...
Yeah.
Good luck to them.
Yes.
So, where are you appearing this week?
I've no idea, actually. I'm in Wales on Sunday.
Oh, right.
Up until then, I have no idea where I am.
Are you going to Wales for any specific reason, or just because
it's there?
Yeah,
I've got a gig in Wales.
Sorry, you've got a
gig in the Wales, yeah. One of the universities, yes.
One of the universities.
Yes.
Excellent. Have you frightened them before?
They're lovely in Wales. They're lovely.
Lovely
They're really
people.
Friendly.
Lovely people.
Yes, lovely.
Lovely boy. Thank you, as ever. It's been an absolute delight. I hope we've given some of our listeners a little Thursday chuckle or something. Arthur!
Classic hits, best new tunes, world music. All brought to you by Hayes FM.